Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show, coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios, where you can protect your assets. Just go to davehodgesgold.com. And we have a really special guest here, and we're going to talk about a number of things, but we're going to center on religious prophecy, what the Bible says, and how it can be applied to today's events. And you follow me on my various venues. We've been touching this subject too. A lot of people are getting it. And Clay Clark, our guest, is here to take us down that path, and he's got a conference coming up in a couple of months, actually less than that now, and we're going to let you know about that as well too. Clay, welcome to the show. Good to have you back.
Brother, I'm excited to be here with you, and I really appreciate you carving out time for me. I will say this, today's show is probably going to feel more like I'm interviewing you than even though I'm on your show, because I have facts, but I want to get your reaction to it.
Happy to do that.
Okay, so if we open up our Bible to Ezekiel chapter 38. Now, the thing is, a lot of people, the moment I mention the Bible, a certain group of people, not your listeners, they lose their minds. And they can't handle the idea that I am reading the Bible myself and asking these questions without having a tour guide known as a pastor. The idea that I would actually read the Bible myself, it bothers people because we've been taught that you can't possibly ascertain the Bible without the help of a pastor. So I'm just going to read this to you. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5 through 6. Okay. The Bible prophesies there that biblical Persia, which is Iran, biblical Ethiopia, which is Ethiopia, biblical Libya, which is Libya, and biblical Gomer, which is Turkey, they're all going to converge against Israel at the same time. It's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5 through 6. Now, I encourage everyone to read it. I want to get your reaction to that.
Okay.
I mean, I just want to get your thoughts on that. I mean,
I
do you
just, this can go a number of ways, but I agree with where you're going with the scripture. I look at the Bible and they talk about the rise of Israel being a sign of the end times, but later on in the same book, they talk about the fact that Israel's government will be without spirit. And I honor the descendants of Abraham and Moses. I'm not in favor of how far Netanyahu's carried out the revenge for the attack on October 7th. I believe in a targeted strike and holding the evildoers to account, but he's kind of forcing this coalition to come together against him, and Biden seems to be in support of that, despite him talking out of both sides of his mouth. That's my feeling about what's going on. Now, when this war gets started in earnest, if it does, I feel biblically I'm commanded to stand behind Israel.
Now, I'm going to read another part of the Bible. And again, I'm reading the Bible. So I just don't know that people, as a general rule, can do that right now without the help of a pastor. In terms of that's the mindset that people have is, oh, I need a pastor. And this is how we get in a bad spot, So I and you, your listeners, you're smart. I'm smart. We're all smart. We all have a brain. God gave us the gift of thinking. You have said, hey, perhaps if we have a currency that we could turn off, based upon our adherence to a social standard, called the central bank digital currencies, perhaps that's not a good idea. Now, if we just blindly trusted the experts, we would find ourselves being unable to buy or sell without permission from our overlords. Now, back to the Bible. If we just blindly trust mega churches, what are they doing right now? Most mega churches are pushing lockdowns, quarantines, masks, curfews, Fauci, take the shot. That's what they're teaching. Wokeism. Okay. So here we go. So Zechariah chapter 12, verse 3 from a controversial book known as the Bible. It reads, "And in that day, I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth will be gathered together against it." So I start thinking to myself, self, if I wasn't on the Dave Hodges show, and I'm pulling up my notes here, but if I wasn't on the Dave Hodges show and I was just, living my life 10 years ago, would I really care about what's going on in Israel? I'm not saying this is right. I'm just saying the reality for me as a business owner. Would I care about Israel 10 years ago? No. Why? Because I'd be thinking about growing my businesses and maybe watching a Patriots game, growing my businesses, raising my family, maybe grilling out bratwursts. I would not be thinking about Israel 10 years ago. But now, who's thinking about Israel? Everybody. I mean, you've got Jamaica. Jamaica. Yeah, man. Jamaica says that we side with Palestine. What? You've got China flying out the leader of Palestine last year to say, hey, we support you financially and militarily. That happened last year, June of last year. Palestine was flown out to China. You got Iran going, yep, we're all in, baby. Woo! You've got Turkey saying, we're in. You essentially have the entire BRICS bloc, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They're all saying that they are, I mean, the BRICS bloc, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they have now been joined by Dubai, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Ethiopia, Egypt. Putin says now that over 40 countries want to join BRICS. We'll see when that happens. But the vast majority of the BRICS nations are going, hey, not all, but most are going, you know, we stand with Palestine. And so I would think, and maybe I'm wrong, it sounds like Israel has been like a rock in the shoe for the world. And I'm not saying this in a negative way. I'm just saying it's a burdensome stone. It's like a stone that's stuck in your sandal. And you're like, I just got to get it out of my sandal. Can't walk with the spade. It's like a basketball player. And you're like, I got something in my shoe. I believe that Israel has become a burdensome stone for most of the world right now. I happen to side with Israel because I believe it's a biblical mandate in Genesis chapter 12.
I agree.
However, I would argue that Israel has now become a burdensome stone. Maybe you rebuke it or disagree. I want to get your thoughts.
No, I totally agree with you. And I don't know how anyone in their right mind, a civilized person, could support Hamas with what they stand for and what they have done. And clearly, their leadership deserves retribution for what they did on October 7th. And the fact that China's aligning with them really tells you about everything I think you need to know about them. Israel will pretty much stand alone. I mean, it's prophesied in the Bible. The Israeli people are going to go through a very, very difficult time as the world rises up against them. So I totally agree with what you're saying.
It's all unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, it's just unbelievable, but it's happening. And it's happening at scale. It's not me going, you know, I thought about some conspiracy theories and I've looked at it because this is what happens. And I'm not attacking your listeners. Thankfully, nobody like this would ever listen to your show, but I'm going to pull up my facts here. And I'm throw out this rhetorical question of this aggressive rhetorical question, our own little mini TED Talks here. Think about it, folks. Think about it for a second. Why do most Christians, not your listeners, why do they always look for a good word and never actually read the word? What? Yeah. So you got like, and I'm not attacking anybody who claims to be a prophet, but let me give an example. There's prophets that claim to get a word from God every day. There's pastors that do it. Pastors that say, I've got an update from God. And they have shows that people will tune into with great enthusiasm every day where the guy will get up there. And I'm not mocking anybody in particular. I'm just giving you an example. They'll get up there and they'll go, well, today's April, whatever. And the time is 4:00. And I've got a prophetic word for people. And it'll be like in the future, there will be trouble. It's almost like an old William Shatner skit. Like there will be trouble in the future. Spock, 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 in the future, there will be. A time of, oh no, it's like trouble will be approaching my nation and it will change the conversation and it will be a place where there's not enough irrigation and there will be inflation. And you're like, you just rhymed like 4 or 5 times. What are you doing now? And then they throw it out. They say, thus saith the Lord. Oh, come on. And then they do it. They go, for such a time as this. So let me try again. There are shows right now that people will tune into every day that claim to have a word of the day, and people will listen to a word instead of reading the word, which is the Bible. And on the word of the day show, the pastor will get up there, usually an attractive man, very attractive. I couldn't do this. I couldn't pull it off. But it's an attractive man. Attractive man gets up and goes, today I have a revelation for a new conversation about a part of the world that needs more irrigation. Because soon there will be devastation and elevation. So much anointment, we can't have disappointment. Thus saith the Lord for such a time as this.
Yeah.
And then people go, oh, this is good. This is a good word. And people don't read the word. Do you agree? Or you can rebuke me. You can slap me around. That's just what I see.
Well, I think you're right. And not only do they not read the word, some of the pastors, often called the prosperity pastors, are doing much the same thing. Now, the Lord does want us to prosper. He loves us and cares about us, but life is not meant to be easy for Christians. It's challenging to live on a foreign planet, and this planet's not our own. So what we also need to realize is there's going to be challenges. And what I see with a lot of the prosperity preachers in some of these mega churches is they're really good on promising you can have this and that, and God will take care of you, and all things work for good. And there's a lot of truth in that. But what a lot of their sermons really don't have, Clay, is biblical scriptural references. You know, I'm an academic. You know, I taught college universities for years, and I want to see the citation. The citation for me is what the biblical scripture says. I don't want to know your psychology, your self-psychology application. I want to know what scripture says. And a lot of churches have fallen away from this, and they're not scripturally based. And I won't go to a church unless I'm hearing scripture says this about this, and it's firm. And you're right. It's up to the people to do this. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing personally. When I drive on in Cirrus and I don't want to listen to music, I'll turn on old Billy Graham sermons. And from the 70s and 80s, they still apply today because they're scriptural.
Yeah, and I'll say this too, and I'm not attacking Billy Graham. I'll say this. With Billy Graham, what I did, and I'm not, again, this is not a passive-aggressive reaction to what you're saying. I'm just telling people what I was doing. There was a time in my life where I would listen to Billy Graham, and then I wouldn't go read it myself. And what Billy Graham did at the peak of his ministry was try to direct you to read the gospel. He tried to get you into the word and read the word. And so you go back now to Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14. Now, this part of the Bible, to me, it's almost hilarious if it wasn't terrifying. But Revelation chapter 16, verse 12, there's a kind of a fine line between hilarious and terrifying in my world. It's like it's so bad you almost have to laugh or cry, you know? So, but it says here, Revelation chapter 16, which, by the way, is towards the end of the Bible. This book called Revelation, which wasn't authored by me or some prophet of the day. This is written, you know, written by John, an open vision God gave him while he was exiled on the island of Patmos. Mind you, all of John's colleagues, the initial apostles, had all been murdered in a violent, terrible way, except for John. So John's the last member of the dream team, the apostles, that's living, and he's on the island of Patmos, and he writes this down. It says, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, that the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared." So this just in, folks, the Euphrates River is drying up, and the kings of the east, China and Russia, are teaming up financially and militarily as never seen before. It says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon." What? Says, "I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon." What? "And I saw three," someone says, "Why are you repeating it?" Because through repetition, we learn these things. "I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon," that's China, "and out of the mouth of the beast." Now, this is what's crazy to me. Many of the leading technologists and the tech engineers and those connected to CERN and AI, they are referring to CERN and AI as the beast. Wild. Yuval Noah Harari's recently started saying you need to work with the beast. It says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon," China, "and out of the mouth of the beast," I believe to be AI technology, "and out of the mouth of the false prophet." Well, I don't call him the prophet, but Yuval Noah Harari, and I don't know if people understand why I obsessively talk about him. He's the world's number one selling author right now. I mean, I write some books, Dave. Dave, I'm pretty excited about my books. And if you go to thrivetimeshow.com /millionaire, all my books are free. I've made my books free to download for years. You can download them all. You can buy them on Amazon too, but you can download the PDFs for free at thrivetimeshow.com/millionaire. And I'll sell, Dave, you know, I'll sell like 100 books on a good day, 100 books. This guy has sold 47 million copies of his books. Yuval Noah Harari. This guy is praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. They are now referring to him as the prophet. He was given 1 hour and 8 minutes on MSNBC to hold court where he's advocating for rewriting the Bible with AI, putting surveillance under your skin. He calls fellow humans hackable animals. He wants to change the times and the laws. His name in Hebrew means Yuval, father of music, Noah, as in the days of Noah. Harari means mountain dweller. I mean, this guy's openly gay. He rejects the God of his father. So I'm going to read it again. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. So my summary of Revelation chapter 16, verse 12 through 14, which everyone should read the Bible yourself, is the Euphrates, when you see the Euphrates River dry up, you're going to see the false prophet show up. China and Russia will team up. The beast technology will show up, and all the nations will gather around Israel, and things will blow up. That's how I look at it. Yeah. So I look at it as like, woo, woo, woo. We are.
This just in from Captain Obvious, the home offices of Captain Obvious. It's happening.
That's how I look at it is, woo, woo, woo. You know, God didn't write the Bible to scare. He wrote it to prepare. And this just in.
From the home office of Captain Obvious, it appears as though these things are happening.
Maybe you disagree. Just want to get your reaction to that.
Well, no, the Bible clearly warns us that we'll be facing a period of false prophets. And I think Harari falls into that category. He's even gone so far to say that free will is a thing of the past. And free will is what this universe is based on. You are free to join Team Jesus or stay on Team Satan. It's your free will. But if you eliminate the free will, then you theoretically eliminate the choice, which is what I think they're after. They fear the Lord, Clay. And there's an urgency that I'm seeing in the global elite where they're really trying to move forward and make what they want to come true. Because right. I think they fear they're near the tribulation and they know the clock is running on them.
And again, I encourage people out there to not believe anything that I'm saying. It's so important. It's so important that you don't say things that you can't prove. And it's so important that we don't believe things that you can't prove. It's so important. It's so important, you know? So, and we're in a world right now where what is true is being called a lie. And I'm going to make the story a little bit about me just for a second, even though I hate to do that, because I think people should know this. So right now, Rudy Giuliani, who's joining the Reawaken America Tour June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan. Rudy Giuliani's joining the Reawaken America Tour June 7th and 8th in Detroit, Michigan, June 7th and 8th. The Reawaken America Tour, Detroit, Michigan, he's joining. You know, you have Kash Patel, Alina Habba, President Trump's attorney. Really a lot of Eric Trump, Laura Trump. They're all joining. And all of us were back. We were backstage at one of the events, and I've shared this story in a couple of shows, and I think people have appreciated it. We're backstage, and there's a young man, Dave, who appeared to be in his mid-20s. And the people that I was talking to, okay, so all the speakers are backstage, and I'm in a circle, semicircle, with five of the most well-known names in the conservative movement. And one of the big names says to me, "Who is that person?" I go, "I don't know." They go, "How'd they get back here? I don't trust him." And I said, "Well, why not?" And they go, "I don't think they've been sued or subpoenaed. Let's go. Let's figure out who they are." Well, it happened to be the young son of one of the speakers who hadn't been sued or subpoenaed. And people were so concerned that he wasn't legit because they didn't know his name from all the lawsuits we're all in. So when you look at my life right now, in my particular situation, the Reawaken Tour, where you can name your price. So if you want to come today, we have just under 400 tickets. It's going to be great. 70 speakers over 2 days, but you can name your price. So I'm sitting there with the legal team, Dave, on Monday. And by the way, I have to go there all Monday, all Tuesday, and all Wednesday with the legal team for a lawsuit that's been going almost 3 years. I have to sit there all day, literally 8-hour days, 3 days in a row, sitting there with lawyers. And they're going, "Mr. Clark, did you lose a total of $780,000 between this period of time and this period of time?" And I'm saying, "That's what the financials show, yes." And they go, "Mr. Clark, are your legal bills in excess of such and such?" And I go, "Yeah, it's true." They go, "Really? Why do you do it then?" So I'm trying to save our country. They said, "Well, you're being sued, though, by Eric Coomer for defamation. So do you understand what the word defamation means?" And this is the sort of questions they get at, they ask you. And I go, "Yeah, it's the action of damaging the good reputation of someone or slander." And so they say, "So why would you say such things about Eric Coomer?" I said, "Well, Eric Coomer owns patents for election integrity." So I want people to understand this idea. So everyone needs to go to Google right now and type in Eric Coomer patent. Eric Coomer owns 12 patents that I can find for ballot adjudication. What? So the voting systems, so the ballot adjudication and voting systems, are owned by Eric Coomer. The ballot adjudication and voting systems utilizing ballot images, Eric Coomer. Ballot adjudication and voting utilizing ballot images, Eric Coomer. Ballot level security features for optical scan voting machine capable of ballot image processing, Eric Coomer. That means if you go vote and somebody can't determine who you meant to vote for, this software allows people to choose. And this the patents for this software are owned by Eric Coomer. So I thought to myself, I should probably know what Eric Coomer says on social media. I mean, probably should. So during Eric Coomer's 5-hour deposition, he admitted the following things are true. He said at the 1 hour and 42 minute mark, yes, I was previously a skinhead. He said here that at the age of 34, again, in 2004, at the age of 34, he admitted to previously being an addict of cocaine. He admitted to previously being an addict of heroin. You know, Eric Coomer in 2004, he told a New York Times reporter that he was on the verge of bankruptcy and he was losing his marriage. And he ended up going into jail because he had not one, not, folks, multiple, the words he used, for several counts of driving under the influence. Okay. He said on his social media, he admits, who's he, Eric Coomer? He admits that only an absolute effing idiot could ever vote for that windbag, F-tard, fascist, racist F, referring to President Trump. He admits to posting the following songs on his social media, he says, at the 3-hour and 8-minute mark, Pigs for the Slaughter. At the 3-hour and 12-minute mark, F the USA. He says, only an absolute idiot could ever vote for that windbag. I mean, what? I mean, this is the guy who's in charge of our elections. Dave, he goes on to admit, and again, this is all public knowledge. It's through, you know, his posts he posts on social media. He posted a song called F the USA. He posted a song called Cop Shot by Dead Prez that advocates for killing our law enforcement community. He admits to posting a song called Dead Cops by MDC. He admits to posting a song called F the Police by NWA. He admits to posting a song called Body Count by Cop Killer, the song that literally talks about killing all the police officers. He wrote another song called ACB, which stands for All Cops Are Boop, and he admits to posting that. He goes on to admit to posting on July 9th of 2017. Ah, Texas, he writes, the land of racists and idiots. And he goes on to, he says, in 2 hours I've heard, I love Trump. This is interesting. So November 8th, 2016, he says, F you, Britain. We beat you, we beat your boop again. We rule. You'll see your silly Brexit and raise you an insane orange narcissist xenophobic clown. He admits to posting. He writes the following on his Facebook in 2016, July 21st. He writes, "Facebook friendland. If you are planning to vote for that autocratic, narcissistic, fascist, racist, fascist, boop hat." Blowhard and Christian jihadist VP, unfriend me now. I'm not joking. I'm all for reasoned political discourse and healthy debate. I'm looking at you, Jeffrey Cushing Murray, Gus Moonham, Benjamin Rice. I disagree with you three on philosophical grounds, but respect your opinions. Only a absolute effing idiot could ever vote for that windbag, F-tard, fascist, racist F. No BS. I don't give a boop if you are a friend, family, or random acquaintance. Pull the lever, mark the oval, touch a screen for that carnival barker. Unfriend me now. Oh, if that doesn't persuade you, F you. Sincerely, this effing boop clown stands against everything that makes this country awesome. And then he writes as a clarifier, he says, though they are not necessarily the thoughts of my employer, though if not, I should probably find another job. Who wants to work for complete morons? This is the guy in charge of the, he has the patents for the election technology. So I'm just saying this because I just cited for you guys a lot of information. And somebody would have to say, I need to see it. I think that's a good place to start. You'd have to say, I need to see it. So if you just go to timetofreeamerica.com, there's a button there called election fraud. A voter fraud, and you can click it. I'll put a link to you in the private chat there. It's timetofreeamerica.com, and I cite everything there. And I just think, Dave, we've gotten to a place now as a country where we trust the experts about what we eat, what the Bible says, what shots we should put in our body, and that is because we've gotten away from God's word, and we've lost discernment, Dave.
Well, the way they put on the armor of God is to know what God says. And so your original point about we need to know what's in the Bible is absolutely true. And the fact that this man is in charge of elections and he said what he said, that you just went through that litany of quotes, I don't know how this didn't receive summary dismissal. Where's that at now, Clay?
Well, every time that my attorneys move to dismiss it, it gets denied for the same reasons that Trump gets denied.
Okay, I got it.
And so it's called lawfare, and the idea is that the process is part of the punishment. And so I've been going on this. I say all that to say as a big windup, as a big to deliver the punchline of, we are not doing the Reawaken America tour to make money. You've been to the events. We let people name their price. You've met the kind of people that attend. Everybody can afford to go. Now it just comes down to will. Do you want to go there while you still have free will? Do you want to see Eric Trump, General Flynn, Cash Patel, Mike Lindell? Do you want to hear what they have to say? Are you willing to take a stand and to invest in getting to Michigan? And I encourage everybody out there. We have just under 400 tickets. It's time to freeamerica.com. It's June 7th and 8th. And I promise if you come to the event, you're going to have an experience that I would describe as life-changing. You're going to learn the truth about what's going on in so many of these areas. And you're going to learn there's the Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening. There's Team Jesus versus Team Satan. And you have to pick a side. You've got to pick a side. And I appreciate your show for being one of the few platforms out there that unapologetically shares the truth. And finally, I gave Rudy my word, my good friend Rudy Giuliani. I gave him my word. This guy was the first guy to expose the Hunter Biden laptop and the Biden corruption. He's on the verge of losing every single earthly possession. So if you go to givesendgo.com/Rudy, givesendgo.com/Rudy, and you donate anything at all, you have a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America tour. So I promised Rudy that we would help him raise money, and that's what we're doing. So if you go to givesendgo.com/Rudy and you donate anything at all, and you text me proof of donation to my cell phone number, 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102, you have a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America tour.
You know, having been a participant in what you do in the Reawaken Tour, I can tell you, no one is going there making money. People, you need to understand this. People are traveling there at their own expense, at their own time, when they could be off making money somewhere else, and they're doing it for one reason, to restore this nation to one nation under God. And I have seen it with my own eyes. I participated in it. And this is what it is. And I strongly encourage people to get behind Rudy Giuliani because, see, the Democrats, the left, is not just about winning a political argument. They have to destroy their opponent. And Donald Trump said it best, Clay. He said, they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. Rudy Giuliani is one of those just in the way kind of guys. And if we don't stand together, people, we're approaching the last days. You know, Clay, I've said this a lot on my show. Right now, the tyranny that's taking over this country needs public capitulation. But there are so many of us to control that if we'd rise as one, if we'd have a rebirth and a revival in this country, we could stop this in its tracks just through simple civil disobedience.
You're 100% correct. And that's really what we're trying to do here at the Reawaken America Tour is share the truth about the Great Reset and attempt to, lead people back to Christ. We don't want to make America a better place to go to hell from. We don't want to make America a better place to go to hell from. We want to lead people back to Christ. So we want to save this nation, which does involve saving Americans. So, again, if you're out there today and you want to know what's going on, just go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And I promise you, folks, you're going to have an absolutely life-changing experience. Also, you can watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary for free today. You can watch the Reawaken America Tour documentary for free simply by going to timetofreeamerica.com. You can download the Reawaken America Tour documentary for free.
That's awesome. Clay, I really count it as a blessing to call you my Christian brother. And this is true for all the participants that go there. You know, I spoke in California in December at the Reawaken Tour. I'm still hearing from people that tell me, Dave, I liked your message here, or I liked what the Trumps had to say. And I'm still getting this feedback from people, and we're 6 months beyond the event. And it is life-changing, people. I'm telling you, it is life-changing. And the crusades of Billy Graham are a thing of the past. But the thing is, the Reawaken Tour is right here, right now. And if you care about America, you'll go. Clay, I want to really thank you for coming on my show. It's an honor to have you.
Hey, thank you so much for your time. I greatly appreciate you.
Okay, take care, my friend.
Take care.
Hello, America. Great to see you. Glad you're here. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We always ask you to please share our work because we need to put millions of marching feet on the street to stop what's going on. We have numerical superiority. We can stop this Bolshevik communist takeover, but we have to stop complying and we need to do it in great numbers. So please share. And then share my colleague's work too. You never know who's watching. And I'll tell you what, I'll tell you, we can still win this, but we have to stop it by just saying no, to quote Nancy Reagan. We're brought to you by a great product. Did you know that 30% of America is having trouble paying their utility bills? One of the major causes of high utility bills is not just raising the rates. That's certainly one of them. But one of the major causes is what we call negative electricity. It's electricity that seeps into the system and it causes abnormal spikes. And that's what drives your rates up to astronomical levels. Now, the power companies love it. The investors love it. The corporation commissions in the 50 states, they love it because it takes care of their donor class. But we have an answer for you. We can bring your utility rates down dramatically and also offer this product at 66% off, the guarantee of the product. All you got to do is take this device, plug it in to the wall outlet near where your power comes in, and watch your rates begin to plummet. 60-day money-back guarantee. This is a great, great product. We call it don'twastepower.com. Don'twastepower.com. Right now, everyone should be doing this, but I would recommend for people that are really down on their luck, help them out. Buy one of these, watch them use it, and watch them thank you. You'll have a friend for life. Don'twastepower.com. We live in an era where going to your psychiatrist could prove fatal, particularly if you're in the Netherlands, if you're in Canada, and soon, if you're in America. How many times have I said, for those who've followed me for a couple of years, have I said, watch Europe, watch Canada, watch Australia, watch New Zealand. What's happening there is going to happen here. And we're already seeing it with farming. We've seen it with so much. Well, it's going to happen here. And what am I talking about? Euthanasia. And if you look at laws in Cascadia, oh, that would be Northern California, Oregon, Washington State. The euthanasia laws are very, very liberal. It's getting easier and easier for state-sponsored murder. We have seen the just outrageous cases in Canada. And it's almost impossible in the Canadian healthcare system to see a psychiatrist. And when you do, many of them say, well, you're depressed and it's not going to get a lot better, or you're autistic and it's not going to get better. And what we're seeing is almost state-sponsored encouragement to accept euthanasia. And sometimes not a matter of acceptance. Now, mental illness is a reason, and by the way, this is in statute in Washington State, mental illness is a reason to eliminate somebody. Well, first of all, some mental illnesses are permanent, and sometimes they don't get better. Many mental illnesses are transitory, which means that with the right treatment and the right life events, things can get better. And even if there's not a complete turnaround, there can be an improvement to where the quality of life has improved. And since when is it permissible to kill someone because they're mentally ill or they have a condition like autism? And this is what we're seeing increasingly in the Netherlands, in Canada, soon to be infecting the United States. I expect Minnesota, Illinois, New York, California, Oregon, Washington to lead the way in this insanity. And it's coming. And I just want to back up and say something to you. Okay, first of all, with regard to lifestyles and sexual preference, that's between the person and their God. The same as my choices are between me and my God. But what I'm tired of seeing is the divide and conquer. promoting one lifestyle to the exclusion of something else, as if something else is wrong, namely having families. But I want you to notice something here too. Every lifestyle that does not end in procreation is what's being honored by this government. And now we're also seeing the beginning of the acceptance of euthanasia. Do you see a pattern? It's called depopulation. Inch by inch, it's a cinch. If Biden came out tomorrow and says, you know, vaccines, World War III, euthanasia, we're want to kill off 90% of the human race. Why the elite go to transhumanism, guys, we have seen this how many times exactly. If they said that, humanity would rise up. They'd see the instant threat and there'd be pitchforks in the street. But they're doing it subtly. But the result is the same. Listen to me carefully. Read my lips. Since the advent of COVID, the lifespan of the United States has declined by 3 whole years. You don't even get that in a war. The reason your insurance rates, and I've covered this 9 times Sunday, the reason your insurance rates are so dang high is because they're paying off death benefits. From what? From things that kill you 10, 15, 20, 40 years earlier than expected life expectancy ends. This is why your insurance rates are going through the roof. They're covering it by saying, oh, it's climate change and natural disasters killing all these people. That's bull. That's totally wrong. I mean, what do we see? Hurricane hit New Orleans and 100,000 people are dead. But we're seeing similar numbers with artificial causes. What I'm saying to you is very, very clear. When you begin to look at the globalist agenda through the lens of depopulation, things begin to make a lot more sense. Fluoridated water. The water supply of every major city is terrible. You drink enough of it, it will kill you. You have the microplastics. You have the fake health food pyramid we've talked about here with some of our advertisers, and they're right on the money. And it's medical professionals that are telling you about it. And of course, we have the vaccines, not tested properly, didn't follow medical modeling. Should we be surprised that this happened? With the latest set of vaccines, you know what they did? They tested it on 8 animals. They all died. No humans. No human testing. And yet, roll up your sleeve. It's safe and effective. That's the PSYOPs phrase. Safe and effective. They repeat it. CNN, safe and effective. Fox, safe and effective. MSNBC, safe and effective. Your local politician, safe and effective. You go, oh, I guess it's safe and effective. I better do what they tell me to go do like a good little sheep. And then you wander off to the pasture to die early, leaving other people with high insurance rates. The lens of depopulation, and this is what we're looking at here with regard to psychological care in Canada, the Netherlands, and soon to spread to the rest of Western nations. You know, we're sure as hell not seeing this in India, are we? No. In the West. The depopulation of the West is underway. And it's true. And the birth rates are plummeting. Plummeting. And of course, I know there's no such thing as replacement theory because CNN told me so. But immigrants that are going into Western nations, birth rate average 5.2. 1.6 for the collective Western nations. No nation has ever come back from less than 1.8. You need 2.1 to maintain. You do the math. You tell me, look at this through lens of depopulation, and it begins to make sense. Do you think I'm paranoid and I should take my medicine? Maybe I should report to the local euthanasia center? Let me know. It's projected that in the Netherlands, by next year, the cause of death, 4% will be euthanasia. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting, where we take a current issue, we bring in an expert, we question them, and then we say, well, tell us what we can do. Solution-based, there's no show like it, very popular, 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. We'll see you over there. I'm calling for the arrest of George Soros and his son for the criminal animals that they are and the domestic terrorism that they have repeatedly wreaked upon our country and victimized innocent American citizens and creating disharmony in conjunction with the Democratic Party and the Rhino Republicans. I've had it. You all should have had it. I have watched a plethora of videos of these pro-Hamas. I don't even know what you call them. What are they protesting? Their right to kill people? Their right to commit terrorism? Oh, and they will. Their operatives in this country will indeed combine with the Chinese soldiers that we have shown conclusively are here. They will do things like attack our infrastructure. It's coming. Folks, it's coming, and I have had enough, and it's time Americans use citizen force to stop this outrage. And I don't want to, I'm just telling you right now, you people in the mainstream media that want to vilify the cops for stopping this lawlessness, maybe when you get into trouble, the police should have your name on a list and say, hey, you don't like us, you want us defunded, you're on your own. And that would be poetic justice for these morons in the mainstream media. We're going to get down to who's responsible for this lawlessness and how the more things change, they actually stay the same. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. I'll show you this wonderful, wonderful gel here. It's called Metasomer. And it's one of two magic Dicol products that I use. I haven't been able to hardly walk for about a day and a half, going on 2 days now. Now I'm going to try to go back in the gym tonight and do what I can do. But let me tell you something. I rubbed this on my knee, and my knee, when I used to run, would go like this. I had to stop playing basketball because I couldn't even play every third or fourth day. I'm doing squats, I'm shooting jump shots, and I'm running sprints. Now, my muscles are killing me, but my knee has remained perfectly normal. Magic Dicol products, folks, is what they do for me. And you know about my journey with my stripped lung linings and what happened with that with RSV. I'm back to what I was. In fact, I'm probably a little better. And I'm working out so hard, my body is having a hard time recovering, but not my joints and not my lungs. And this is just phenomenal. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com. If you want your health back, if you want to have the same benefits that I've enjoyed, go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. You know, my broadcast partner and good friend, Doug Thornton, former DHS supervisor, in Portland, tried to stop Antifa from bombing police headquarters, judicial building, arresting people, throwing incendiary, deadly, lethal devices at law enforcement, and turning them over to the DOJ and said, well, because it's after 5 p.m., it's not terrorism. It's just a protest. And they let them go. And who funded these people? Well, they're paid $18 an hour on average by George Soros' family at the behest of the Democratic Party to engage in what we would call a Maoist cultural revolution. When you bring in communism, you also have to destroy the existing culture. It's not enough to destroy the economy so you can, quote, build back better under the auspices of international organizations like the UN and the WEF and the IMF. It's not enough just to do that. You have to take down the culture. Your transformation has to be complete. You have to realize that you can't count on the government. The government's your enemy. They're against you, and you better fear them. And this is what we're seeing here. That was Antifa, paid by George Soros operatives with leftist dissidents in this country, supported by Rhino Republicans, 20 of them in the Senate. I don't know how many in the House, but enough. And of course, the Democratic Party. You know, Trevor Loudon years ago wrote a book called Enemies Within, and he targeted people like Kamala Harris and said, look, she belongs to a front group for the American Communist Party. And he went down the list, Al Franken, no longer in office, you know, and we know about his Harvey Weinstein ways that eventually led him to lose a state position. So we look at all this, and these are thugs, these are hooligans, these are Bolshevik communists that are trying to overthrow our way of life. They want lawlessness. Even Target has had enough. Target, willing to go broke over the woke transgender clothing that they were selling at Target. And people said, I'm not having anything to do with this. And then Target in blue city, inner cities where the DAs, George Soros funded, won't prosecute shoplifters. So, you know, Target's rolling out, everything's locked up. You've got to get an attendant to look at anything. This is absolutely incredible. And how can you say shoplifting under over $1,000 is the only crime you're going to prosecute? It's George Soros DAs again. Now we're seeing this rear its ugly head in the modern times. If you heard the last broadcast of the Doug and Dave Intel report, you heard Doug Thornton say conclusively with his sources that George Soros is funding and promoting, and without even people being really Hamas or Palestinian, but they're crisis actors designed to create crisis, paid by George Soros to go to college universities. Now, you know what's interesting about this? They're at the elite universities. This is where they're not even very smart. Elite universities, Harvard, Stanford, Columbia, stopping classes. But if this was truly a nationwide protest against Israeli brutality, if it was really that and only that, then why aren't the police having to respond to Podunk Community College or Western, Eastern, Southern, Northern State College behind the barn? Why aren't they responding to those places? They're not happening there. You see, they're not high profile enough for the George Soros people. They want to go to the campuses that will get the attention. And that tells you this is orchestrated. This is not spontaneous. This is not a movement. This is an insurrection funded by the left, led by the money of George Soros. Here it is again. And quite frankly, I'm sick of it. What these people need who show up, you may like getting that money. You might like acting like a hooligan, a thug, and getting away with it. I think the police should take these people and do what they did with the J6 people. Do unto others as they do unto you. What do? Lock them up. Let them sit in the jail cell for about 3 years before they come to trial. Oh, if any of them are getting medications, I don't know. I have a hard time saying this as a Christian, but if we were following in the vein of J6, no cancer medication, no asthma medication. You get to stay in 50-degree rooms. Your meals taste like shit, and you get fed maybe once every 2 days. You don't get to shower. You don't get to talk to anybody. And you're routinely roughed up by the prison guards. Maybe that's what these people need, that thinks it's good to join the George Soros army. And I've seen the police subdue some of these rioters, these George Soros rioters. And they're making a big deal about this Northwestern professor. She got slammed to the ground. She was attempting to interfere in a lawful arrest. That's obstruction, that's interference, and the police took her to the ground, rolled her over, held her down with a knee in the back so they could handcuff her and lifted her upright. They didn't beat her. They didn't kick her. They didn't slam her head into the ground like we saw these so-called George Soros Palestinian protesters. She was treated with respect for someone who was interfering in a lawful activity. And she deserves to go to jail. She deserves to lose her job. You see, if you protested the other way, the academic community would say, well, you don't have tenure. We don't have tenure anymore. You're fired for your political beliefs. Just like they did the frontline doctors. Just like they did the people that said, oh, I see, the abortion people. Your body, your choice. But when it comes to having the jab sticked in my arm, no, it's not my body and not my choice. Are you sick of this shit? Seriously, are you sick of it? Then when the hell are you going to stand up and do something? When are you? When are you men of America going to start acting like men, where they're cutting the genitals off of your kids after they fool them into doing it, hiding it from the parents, and what are they, 9, 10, 8 years old? When are you going to stand up and say no more? And then we have the people who are men who dress like women and go on athletic courts and beat the holy hell out of our women. Listen to me, girls, you got one of those that show up and want to compete in your athletic contest, walk the hell away. Let them play by themselves or with themselves or however you want to express it. Walk away. Do not give them the satisfaction of bullying you. I said this the other day, and it was hyperbole. I admire Shaquille O'Neal. One of the greatest basketball players of all time. He's funny. He's engaging. Is he perfect? No, neither am I. But I used him as an example. I said, can you imagine if you put Shaquille O'Neal in the WNBA, who's removing press credentials of people who say men should not play in women's sports? Well, let's take Shaquille O'Neal and another just brute man, brute force man. How about Dwight Howard? Huh? Let's bring Charles Barkley out of retirement and have them go play with the WNBA. When a few faces are smashed, maybe they'll stop taking press credentials. Or is the leadership of the WNBA so woke and so under the thumb of George Soros and the left that they're willing to sacrifice their own? Now, a lot of what I'm saying here is hyperbole, because I don't want to see individuals hurt. That's not what I'm about. But I'm juxtaposition. Let's look at it from the other side. And why should we tolerate this at all? How about Riley Larkin? Why isn't her family, the late Riley, why isn't her family suing Mayorkas? Oh, they can't. He has immunity. But President Trump doesn't have immunity? You have Mayorkas that oversees rapes. You have Mayorkas that oversees these so-called Hamas, George Soros-inspired riots that hurt people, seriously. And then Antifa killed people, burning down buildings. You see where I'm going with this. America, you have been conquered at the governmental level by the deep state. There are not a lot of them. It's up to us to take our country back. The first place I would say this is send the NCAA a message. You want to put a man in a woman's sport? Well, that, whatever you want to call it, can compete by itself. This is so insane. You want restrooms in schools like they did in Loudoun County, Virginia schools, where two girls were raped by people who identified as a woman and raped two girls. And when the father goes to the school board to protest, he's slammed to the ground and taken away to jail. Enough is enough. And I'm calling on the men of this country, start acting like men. Seriously, act like men. And to you women who think feminism is cool, I'm not talking equal opportunity. My wife is feminine. And I saw her, I thought she was one of the prettiest women I ever saw. You know what she was, though? A high-level corporate executive with a high six-figure salary, and she took no shit off people. But feminism is a disease. And you wonder why men are rejecting women? why kids, young people are dating less. They're rejecting feminism. You girls don't want to have kids? You want to be barren? Just keep doing the feminist thing. Just keep doing the feminist thing. You think it's so cool to go along with the groupthink societal. You can do anything you want. You can walk all over somebody. You can engage in violent behavior. You can have these radical views, and there's no consequences. Well, you know what the consequence for that is? Loneliness. Dave Hodges, Unplugged, right here on the Common Sense Show. I've had enough, and I'm telling you what, you know, I'm getting ready to go to church. I don't know, do I have to ask God for juxtaposition about how would the other side feel if there was the same violence was perpetrated? I'm not advocating for that, but I might want to ask for a little forgiveness. But I will say this, I'm not asking for forgiveness, nor should I. The Lord expects real men to stand up and be real men and defend virtue, defend our children, defend our women, defend this society against the satanic Bolshevik communists who've taken it over. It's time for real men to stand up. Where's David? Where's Solomon? Where are the heroes from the Bible of today? 50 pounds overweight, do nothing but play video games? Can you imagine if this crap would have happened? Those of you over the age of 50 or 60, can you go back to the 70s? Can you imagine this happening? Real men would have stopped this. Real men would have driven those school board members out of office in Loudoun County. Real men stand up to evil and tyranny. They don't acquiesce, and they sure as hell don't lay down for child abuse. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time.